In the last few weeks, we've asked our listeners who will be attending the inauguration to tell us how and why they're going. 17-year-old Alyssa Roberts wrote in to tell us that she'd be flying in from Colorado with her friend, Olivia Rudine. Together, the two started a Students for Obama Club at their East High School in Denver, even produced a video encouraging their fellow students to ask their parents to vote early. The video, which they posted on YouTube, features names that register with the under-18 crowd, including Jeff Tweedy from the band Wilco and Johnny Five from the Flobots. It also featured some big names in politics, including Colorado Governor Bill Ritter, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper, and Senator Mark Udall, who's now made their trip possible by giving Ms. Roberts and Ms. Rudine two tickets for the inauguration. Alyssa and Olivia join us now from the studios of Colorado Public Radio in Centennial, Colorado. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
So, Alyssa and Olivia, if I may call you that, why'd you want to get involved in politics?
Well, I think really it was the Obama campaign that was very inspiring. I remember watching Senator Obama, or Senate candidate then, Obama, speak at the 2004 DNC. And his words were very moving to me. And I went online and ordered an I'm an Obama fan, vote Barack 08 t-shirt. And ever since then, Olivia and I have been working hard on his campaign.
You must have been 13 years old then.
I think I was 14. It was 8th grade.
Olivia, how did you get involved in this?
Well, a big part of it for me, although I know it's become a little bit cliche, was the hope and optimism of the campaign. Because I just remember after the 2004 election realizing that President Bush would be the leader of our country for basically the rest of my childhood. And I sort of felt kind of powerless. But then this was really my chance to kind of regain my role in politics.
Regain? You were 13 or 14. I'm trying to figure out what kind of role in politics you had before then.
Well, remember when we were 10, we chanted at a Halloween party, gore, gore, gore.
Yeah, we were always very, very interested in politics. I think probably like a lot of that came from our parents.
What are you going to do in Washington?
Well, we're going to the inauguration. We're very lucky to be two people that get two of the 240,000 tickets available.
May I ask, are you going to be with your parents or some adult supervision?
Well, I'm turning 18 today.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And so you're old enough to go to the Marine Corps, or you're old enough to go to an inauguration?
Mm-hmm, and I can register to vote. It's a little late, but for next time.
Well, you've had your effect anyway. And so you have a place to stay?
Mm-hmm, with my grandma.
What else are you going to do while you're in Washington? Any idea?
We're really hoping to get tickets to the youth inaugural ball. I think I've been calling the presidential inaugural committee 5 times a day, but we're still working on it.
What do you expect from President Obama, let's say, over the next 2 years? What do you feel you have a right to expect, having lent him your support?
Well, I expect to receive most of the change and promises that he's made during his campaign. Things like ending the Iraq War, closing down Guantanamo Bay. Hopefully we'll see a lot of progress.
Olivia?
I'm just really anticipating the honesty that he has exhibited throughout his campaign to continue into his presidency, and just including the general public in politics, including our desires, our wishes, our concerns.
We the people.
Alyssa Roberts and Olivia Rudine, who will be traveling from Denver for the inauguration on Tuesday. It's been very good talking to both of you. Thanks very much for your time, and have a wonderful time at the inauguration.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And you can see their YouTube video at npr.org/soapbox, and you can come back to our blog each day before the inauguration, as Alyssa and Olivia will be sending us a daily video blog.